This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Linda Ledford. Linda is the volunteer coordinator for Mitchell Yancey Habitat for Humanity. Linda joins us today to talk about the Mitchell Yancey Schools Construction Trades Job Training Program. Welcome, Linda. Explain what this Trades Jobs Program is all about.
The Schools Project, as we refer to it, is a collaborative between Mitchell and Mountain Heritage High Schools, Malin Community College, and Mitchell Yancey Habitat for Humanity. The project was designed to provide practical experience to the construction technology students while they build modular homes for Habitat for Humanity.
Tell us where these modular homes are built.
Habitat, along with the support of private and governmental agencies, as well as many private citizens and businesses, raised funding to build an 80 by 124-foot metal building, which has 30-foot-high walls and is on the campus of Mountain Heritage High School. It is equipped with standard professional-level tools and equipment, a fabrication table, and an overhead crane. Upon completion, the building became the property of Mountain Heritage High School System.
How do the students get the materials to build the homes?
Materials are provided by Mitchell Yancey Habitat for Humanity and a private pillars group set up to raise funds for this project. The homes become Habitat's product upon completion.
Once the houses are completed, what will be done with them?
As I said, the homes will become Habitat's product when completed and will in turn be resold to partner families who have been pre-approved to purchase the houses. Habitat volunteers and partner families also work on the construction of the homes in the facility at Mountain Heritage School.
Tell us how this project's working out.
Steve, this project's going very well. The students and volunteers are almost ready to turn out the first completed 1,200-square-foot standard Habitat home. We're all very pleased and proud of the participants in this successful project. We're looking forward to completing many more homes in the future. Other projects of Habitat are really going good, too. We recently had four caravan, C-A-R-E, caravan workers here. These are men who travel around the country in mobile homes working on Habitat houses. They spent 2 weeks helping us on the two houses we have in progress right now. Also, we have a group of 50 Lutheran students arriving later this month that will help on various projects. Some will work at the house sites, some in the restore in Spruce Pine. Some are assigned to help at four schools in the counties. The remainder of them will build banks, which we hope to place in businesses to receive donations for Habitat, so watch out for those banks. Remember, Habitat needs you. You can volunteer to work on various projects. You can make donations. You can help spread the word of Habitat's good work and their needs. So call me, Linda Ledford, at 675-5355 today to help Mitchell Yancey Habitat for Humanity.
Thank you, Linda, and much success with your projects, with this current particular project over at Mountain Heritage and your projects to come. Our guest for today's close-up program, Linda Ledford, the volunteer coordinator for Mitchell Yancey Habitat for Humanity. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.